Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay. Welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Shane and Bruce. And Jad back in the studio. It's 10:27. A little bit of breaking news out of the NFL. Those several positive tests out of the Colts camp were all false positives, according to their owner, Jim Irsay. Game still on Sunday versus Cincy. So, yeah, very good. Much ado about nothing, although it's a big deal.
As of right now, everything is on for this week in the NFL.
Yep.
As of right now.
Yep. The Falcons' place open back up, so they're on track to play Minnesota and whatnot. All right, good. It's time now to make our State Farm picks, and we've got Paul Brooks with us from State Farm.
Who is this rookie?
All right, Paul.
Let's just take a minute here. What is going on, Paul? And you better bring a little something. You better bring a little something to the table, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
you better bring it.
Bruce and Shane have been a fan for many years, so this is an honor to be on a program with you. Now, if you wanted to talk about No Fault Medical, I could probably jump right into that, taking picks. This is new for me, so we'll see how it goes.
I don't know how to lay odds
on that, Paul. Well, good to have
you,
Paul.
I don't know how to handicap that. Otherwise, I would have.
That's pretty funny.
So, if you've been such a fan, then Todd, Terry, Kevin, and Bob haven't had to tell you how this stuff goes, right? You don't need to be tutored?
I've had a little bit of coaching from Kevin.
Okay.
I can't imagine that. Okay. Good for you. All right.
All right.
Buddy.
Well, good having you aboard, Paul.
With Jim Maddox. Big shoes to follow, following Jim.
Yes, that's true.
That is. Yep. Well, so far, your guys are guessing games or picking games at a 593 clip. You're nearly 60% correct in your predecessors, so no pressure, Paul. All right, here are the games we're going to pick today. It's Kansas at West Virginia. That spread's 22.5. Georgia and Alabama, the game of the year in the SEC, at least so far, number 2 versus number 3. That spread is down to 4.5. Alabama favored there. Got the rest of the games are in the NFL. We'll do the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. The Steelers are a 3.5-point favorite. The Packers are a 1.5-point favorite over the Buccaneers. Likewise, the Cardinals are a 1.5-point favorite over the Cowboys on Monday night. And we'll pick the Kansas City-Buffalo game, the spread and the total. Kansas City favored by 3.5, and the over-under is 57.5 points. So there they are, and here we go. I will go first.
All right.
It's the KU-West Virginia game. It's first thing in the morning tomorrow right here on KFH, pregame at 10. They'll kick at 11 here local time. It'll be the second string. It won't be Jalen Daniels anyway for KU. And Les has got the COVID. And I just don't think this is, even though they've had a little time to prepare, I don't think this is a good spot for KU. As much as I hate to do it, I'm going to go West Virginia. That's more than 3 touchdowns, but I'll lay it with that game played in Morgantown until KU shows me something to the alternative. Hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to take West Virginia, laying 22.5. Bruce, you're next.
Yeah, I'm with you, Shane. Kansas has got an underscore, underline, you know, embolden has got to be able to run the ball in this game to have any kind of chance to stay inside that number. I just don't see it. This is a tough trip for them anyway. I know. 41-17, something in that general vicinity. I don't know. Not enough. I'll go ahead and take West Virginia and play the points.
Miles Kendrick is your KU starting quarterback in the replacement of their freshman phenom that got hurt a couple of weeks ago. All right, Paul, here you go. You want to go out on your own and take KU and those 22.5 points, or you're going to make it a clean sweep with West Virginia?
Well, I am a KU fan, but I'll probably go with a clean sweep. One thing that's interesting about this game, both these teams, even though they've only played three games so far, they both played two common opponents in Oklahoma State and Baylor. And, you know, I was thinking KU would get their running game going and show a little bit of improvement, but they've been losing by 40 and 33 points the last 2 weeks. I don't see it. I think score like 35-10, something like that. So I go with West Virginia on that.
All right. Paul did
all
bring
right.
it right
Nicely
there.
Done.
A little analysis.
Well done.
All right, Bruce,
well
you got to go. You got to go first on the game of the weekend in college anyway. It's Georgia visiting Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. The Bulldogs are getting 4.5. It remains to be seen if Nick Saban will be allowed on the sidelines. I don't know exactly how that's gone. He's going to have to test negative a bunch of times in a row, even if he can't. We got 4.5 with the Jimmies and Joes on the field. Who you got in this one, Bruce?
Alabama's going to score a lot of points, even though Georgia might not be too bad defensively. But I just think that this is a bridge too far for Georgia. Even with the 4.5, I'm going to go ahead and take Bama and lay the points.
Yeah, they got dudes all over the place again.
Yes,
and Mac
they
Jones,
do.
Mac Jones, pretty good quarterback. All right, Paul, you go next on this one. Georgia is getting 4.5 at Tuscaloosa. Which side are you going on here in this big matchup in the SEC?
Yeah, I think the Nick Saban might be a little distraction, or it might be a point of concentration for the Bama boys. I think I have to take Bama at home. So
man,
I'll go with it.
I hate to agree with you guys all the way across, but that's two in a row. It's hard to pick against Alabama until they
sure is.
Show that they can't handle a small spread like that, as good as Georgia might be on defense. So, all right, Paul, you go first on this one, the first NFL game on the docket. You got a
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got a Pittsburgh team that's kind of under the radar, undefeated, and a Cleveland team that's once beaten that's kind of flying under the radar, too. Pittsburgh is laying 3.5. They are the favorite against the Browns, who you have, Paul.
You know, this is one that I'll probably go out on a limb and say, you know, the Steelers are 4-0, but they really haven't beaten anybody that I think has a winning record, if I remember looking that one over. The Browns, they got hammered the first game in the season against Baltimore, and since then they've been putting out like 35 to 40 points a game. And for you Cowboy fans, they put 49 points down in Dallas. So I'm thinking that the Browns, with all their first-round draft picks, they might be putting something together, and I think they beat the spread. I think I'll take Cleveland in this pick.
All right.
Interesting.
We will differ, myself and State Farm, because I will take Pittsburgh. It's hard to trust fully with your money, real or pretend, Baker Mayfield versus Ben Roethlisberger. That's as simple as I can make it, and so I will go with Pittsburgh until Cleveland, you know, proves me wrong. They were playing from ahead the last couple of games, mostly anyway. And that kept Baker Mayfield from slinging it all over the field. I don't think they can avoid that against Pittsburgh, and so I'll take the Steelers because I think they'll get a couple of takeaways. Bruce?
Yeah, and Cleveland didn't even really run the ball. They were basically one-dimensional in throwing the football. Well, they had some nice trick plays, and they threw the ball around, and the Cowboys helped to facilitate it. I like Pittsburgh in this game, especially at home. I think Pittsburgh will be much better defensively than they've been to this point. So I'm going to go ahead and take Pittsburgh, although I'm intrigued by Paul's – Paul is on an interesting path with Cleveland. I don't think it's a bad pick by any stretch of the imagination.
All right. Two guys, if not teams, that are really hard to pick against, and that's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. At least to me, it's hard to pick against those guys, and they're going against each other in Tampa. It's a teeny tiny spread. It's only a point and a half. Green Bay is a slight favorite. There's a reason why this is only 1.5. I think this is a tougher pick than the Arizona-Dallas pick that we'll get to here in a minute. But I guess I trust Aaron Rodgers a little bit more than Tom Brady, and surely that's worth 2 points. All they have to do is win by more than one. So give me Green Bay, and I'll take those. I'll lay those points to TB12. Bruce, you're next.
You mean Tom Brady, who didn't know it was fourth down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll lay out on that one.
I hear you. Me too. It's to me, it's pretty hard to pick against Green Bay. Right now, Aaron Rodgers is having an MVP start to the season. And the Packers look good across the board. I know this is a lay-and-wait game for Tampa Bay. This is a big coming-out kind of game for the Buccaneers under TB12. I just think Green Bay's a better club, and if the game is essentially a pick 'em, I'll pick Green Bay.
All right, there's two for Green Bay. Paul Brooks from State Farm. Paul, you want to take Tampa here?
I think I'm going to go with the wisdom of you two as well, but one thing I've noticed about those teams, the Packers seems to be a lot more disciplined team this year. The Bucs seems to be shooting themselves in the foot with, you know, silly mistakes, mental errors, penalties, and things like that. So if you just took a look at it from a disciplined coaching thing, I think I'd have to lean towards the Packers. So I'm going with the Packers, probably win by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Calling his shot.
Bruce, you go first on the Monday afternoon game at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Monday at 3 o'clock. You can hear the pregame, and then they'll kick an hour later. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite, Bruce. What do you think? Oh, they're playing Buffalo, by the way, at Buffalo.
Yeah, on the road. I like Kansas City here. Buffalo showed me a few weaknesses that I hadn't kind of seen before, and I've seen Buffalo a few times. Maybe they bounce back, maybe they don't, but I think – and Kansas City's due. I hate picking a game on a – gee, we haven't seen Patrick Mahomes really break out for a bit. So I think that this is a good weekend for Patrick Mahomes, and Kansas City's good for the 3.5.
All right, KC laying 3.5. Both teams coming off a loss. Paul, you're next for State Farm. Who you got?
Well, I have to go with my heart on that one. Hard to pick against the Chiefs. I will say this. Both of them have come off a loss where their defense has given up a ton of points. So I'm guessing that the emphasis this week was getting things corrected on the defense and maybe, you know, fine-tuning those offenses. But I see it kind of a more of a low-scoring game up in Buffalo, but I'll take the Chiefs to cover that spread.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, both teams did have some defensive issues. Chiefs gave up the long ball, and the Bills didn't record a sack or a turnover against the Titans, and they are – statistically, and Lee pointed this out in the first hour, just not quite as good as they were last year. Man, if you don't sack Patrick Mahomes or get a turnover, I don't know how you can.
It's a long day.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know how you survive that. So I feel like maybe Josh Allen throws one too many dumb passes or more than Patrick Mahomes, and that might be the only difference in this one. I think both teams play better, but give me Kansas City. I think they win by 6 or 8. Paul, you kind of tipped your hand a little bit in your last bit of analysis. The over-under is 57.5. Do you think the grand total of that game goes over or under 57.5 total points?
Well, on a normal weekend, I might say over, but this one, I just think with both of them giving up so many points, the emphasis has to be on bringing that down. So I'm going under on this one. Let's say 28-24 type score for Kansas City, or 30-24. We're still under that 57.5. So that's kind of where I'm feeling that's going.
You got to have to force both these guys kick a few field goals instead of touchdowns. If you want to get under 57.5, I'll just go contrarian for the heck of it. I'll say over 57.5. Bruce?
Under.
There you have it. Who goes first here? Bruce, are you first? No.
You.
Me. Yeah, me. Arizona, yep. And Dallas. This is a game I love the most. I think Arizona blows out Dallas. They're only laying
really?
1.5. Yeah, I do. I think Kyler Murray and the boys are going to smoke the Cowboys with Andy Dalton. It's not as simple as Kyler Murray versus Andy Dalton, but that's a good place to start. And I'll take the Cardinals laying 1.5 at Jerry World Monday night.
Andy Dalton obviously came off the bench, and guys that come off the bench generally can have some success, but when you get a full week to prepare for them, mm-hmm. the situation looks always a lot different. Mm-hmm. I think he's capable, and I think he brings something to the Dallas offense that can be effective, but it's not this week. In essentially a pick'em game, I like Arizona on the road in Dallas.
All right, Paul, you got the last word. Who you got? Arizona minus 1.5.
Bruce was talking about Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton got some fire left in it. And then from an emotional standpoint at home, I think the troops are going to rally behind their fallen leader. I just see it as a very emotional week for Dallas, and I think they cover it. I'm picking Dallas on this one.
Great job in your debut, Paul. We look forward
to
in about a month from now checking in with you when it's your turn again. But solid analysis behind all the picks, regardless of how well or poorly you do.
Well, thank you. And you've both been very kind to this rookie, so I appreciate it.
Awesome. You did great.
You
Paul
earned
Brooks
it. Nice job,
from
Paul.
State Farm. Nice job. And thanks to Todd Benway, Terry Johnson, Kevin Shields, Bob Jones, and Paul for not only their picks but their sponsorship and their friendship. They've been a great friend of the show for a long, long time. All right, there you have it. That was, despite Paul's analysis, kind of a boring go-around because we had a lot of the same picks. West Virginia, Bama, Green Bay, and Kansas City were clean sweeps, but I guess we're all right. We'll overlook it come Monday
sure.
night because, yeah. Let's see, I'm 3 over. You got some work to do, and State Farm is 5.
How far under am I?
9. You went 3-4 last week along with State Farm, so you're now 12-21. Of course, we had an extra week or two maybe without State Farm, maybe only one. So our game totals are a little different, but the winning percentage favors State Farm. They are clicking at 593. All right.
Got to do better.
Before we hand you off to the weekend, let's find out what happened on this day in sports history. It is Superior Rents. It brings it to us. They're your rental equipment headquarters. At 21st and Ridge, it's 10:43.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.